still 1937, I think. From last week, some phrase. I've noticed that from the very moment I entered the convent, I have been charged with one thing, namely, that I am a saint. But this word was always used scoldingly. At first, this hurt me very much, but when I had risen above it, I paid no attention to it. However, when on one occasion a certain person, perhaps Father Sopoko, suffered because of my sanctity, I was very pained, and that because of me, others can experience some unpleasantness. And I began to complain to the Lord Jesus, asking why this should be so. And the Lord answered, "Are you sad because of this? Of course, you are a saint. Soon, I myself will make this manifest in you." And they will pronounce the same name, saint, only this time it will be with love. So, Father Sopoko suffered because of her, because she is promoting the divine mercy. By that time, Father Sopoko, he is the only priest who supports these things, and everybody ridiculed him, I think. Nevertheless, Sister Faustina. So, but Jesus says, I remind you, my daughter, that as often as you hear the clock strike the third hour, immerse yourself completely in my mercy, adoring and glorifying it. Invoke its omnipotence for the whole world, and particularly for the poor sinners. For at that moment, mercy was opened wide for every soul. In this hour, you can obtain everything for yourself and for others for the asking. It was the hour of grace for the whole world. Mercy triumphed over justice. The third hour of the day, 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Jesus asking, "My daughter, try your best to make the stations of the cross in this hour, provided that the duties permit it. And if you are not able to make the stations of the cross, then at least step into the chapel for a moment and adore in the Blessed Sacrament my heart, which is full of mercy." 3 o'clock. We have adoration here. If you are free, you better come back. "And should you be unable to step into the chapel, immerse yourself in prayer there where you happen to be, if only for a very brief instant." Stop a moment. Remember the death of the Lord, died on the cross. I claim veneration for my mercy from every creature, but above all from you, Sister Faustina, since it is to you that I have given the most profound understanding of this mystery." So first of all, she has to observe this rule at 3 o'clock, no matter where she is. If she is in the chapel, much better. If not, still hold, stop a little bit. I didn't practice much these things. Only because we have the adoration here, so I come down. But not that kind of attention. "Oh my God, I'm overcome with great love, longing for you today. Oh, nothing else any longer occupies my heart. The earth no longer contains anything from you. Oh Jesus, how strongly I feel this exile. How very prolonged it is for me. Oh death, messenger of God, when will you announce to me the longed for moment through which I will be united to my God forever? So you yearn to be close to the Lord, not because you want to die, but many times you want to die because you want to avoid problems of the world, this different idea. She wants to die because she wants to come closer to Jesus. But sometimes we want to die to we want to meet problems. Oh my Jesus, may the last days of my exile be spent totally according to your most holy will. I unite my sufferings, my bitterness, and my last agony itself to your secret passion. And I offer myself for the whole world to implore an abundance of God's mercy for souls, and in particular for the souls who are in our homes. I firmly trust and commit myself entirely to your holy will, which is mercy itself. Your mercy will be everything for me at the last hour, as you yourself have promised me. So we have to prepare also our last hour of our life. And we don't know when. That's a problem. We know that we wait, but we don't know. It might be the next moment. You know. Hail to you, eternal love, my sweet Jesus, who have condescended to dwell in my heart. I salute you, O gracious, O glorious Godhead, who have deigned to stoop to me, and out of love for me have so emptied yourself as to assume the insignificant form of bread. I salute you, Jesus, never fading flower of humanity. You are all there is for my soul. Your love is purer than a lily, and your presence is more pleasing to me than the fragrance of hyacinth is the flower's name. Your friendship is more tender and subtle than the scent of a rose, and yet it is stronger than death. O Jesus, incomprehensible beauty, it is with pure souls that you communicate best, because the unknown are capable of heroism and sacrifice. O sweet, rose-red blood of Jesus, ennoble my blood and change it into your own blood, and let this be done to me according to your good pleasure. So today also the gospel is on the bread, on this drink his blood and eat his flesh. The theme of the gospel, you can imagine. So Jesus Faustina asked that the blood of Jesus be our blood transformed. No, my daughter, that between me and you there is a bottomless abyss, an abyss which separates the creator from the creature. So although we feel so close to the Lord, but still this is a long abyss, you know. This is what the word of Jesus. But this abyss is filled with my mercy. I raise you up to myself. Not that I have need of you, but it is solely out of mercy that I grant you the grace of union with myself. It's purely just the love of God. And he raised us up. Tell souls not to place within their own heart obstacles to my mercy, but so greatly wants to act within them. So this desire of Jesus comes closer and closer to us. My mercy works in all those hearts which open their door to it. So you open your heart, Jesus will come. Both the sinner and the righteous person have need of my mercy. Conversion as well as perseverance is a grace of my mercy also. Perseverance is also important. Don't just to pray for sinners, oh, they are sinners. Perseverance is also important. Because the last moment you can be very weak and we can yield to all kinds of temptations. It happened so easily. Because when you're weak, the evil spirit comes easier, come into yourself, into your soul, and disturb you. Let souls who are striving for perfection particularly adore my mercy, because the abundance of graces which I grant them flows from my mercy. I decide that these souls distinguish themselves by boundless trust in my mercy. I myself will attend to the sanctification of such souls. I will provide them with everything they will need to attain sanctity. The graces of my mercy are drawn by means of one vessel only, and that is trust. The word, the key word. Jesus said, trust in you, the key. We know many things. Although many things we believe also, but still something deeper. Trust is the word of Jesus. He knows us very well. He knows we know many things. We believe many things. But still at some moment, we trust ourselves more than trust the Lord. The more a soul trusts, the more it will receive. Souls that trust boundlessly are a great comfort to me. Because I pour all the treasures of my grace into them. It's not easy. Eh? Because things don't happen instantly. And you don't, you believe, but still things are not happening. So you might have a question mark. The trust means no question. Just believe. I rejoice, Jesus word, I rejoice that they ask for much, but it is my desire to give much, very much. Don't hesitate to ask more. Jesus said, I give more and more and more. Because our mind is so small, so limited. We saw the heart of Jesus also limited. We don't want to give more, and so we thought Jesus won't give much more. On the other hand, I am sad when souls ask for little, when they narrow their hearts. Narrow-minded. We are all narrow-minded. Towards people, and especially in way, towards God. We don't trust much. I say, once more, this phrase is beautiful. Huh? Let souls who are striving for perfection particularly adore my mercy, because the abundance of graces which I grant them flows from my mercy. I decide that these souls distinguish themselves by boundless trust in my mercy. I myself will attend to the sanctification of such souls. I will provide them with everything they will need to attain sanctity. The graces of my mercy are drawn by means of one vessel only, that is trust. The more a soul trusts, the more it will receive. Souls that trust boundlessly are a great comfort to me, because I pour all treasures of my graces into them. I rejoice that they ask for much, because it is my desire to give much, very much. On the other hand, I'm sad when souls ask for little, when they narrow their hearts. So when you, many times we say open heart, that means don't narrow your heart. Open. That's the message of Our Lady of Medjugorje. And also all the messages. With open heart. Listen to the will of God with open heart. It is when I meet with hypocrisy that I suffer most. Now, this word of self for sinner. Now I understand you, my Savior, for rebuking the Pharisees so severely for their hypocrisy. You associated more graciously with hardened sinners when they approached you contritely. My Jesus, I now see that I have gone through all the stages of my life, following you, childhood, youth, vocation, apostolic work, table, Gethsemane, and now I'm ready with you on Calvary. I have willingly allowed myself to be crucified, and I'm indeed already crucified. Although I can still walk a little, I am stretched out on the cross. And I feel distinctly that strength is flowing to me from your cross. That you, and you alone, are my perseverance. Although I often hear the voice of temptation calling to me, come down from the cross. The power of God strengthens me. Although loneliness and darkness and sufferings of all kinds beat against my heart, the mysterious power of God supports and strengthens me. I want to drink the cup, the last drop. I trust firmly that your grace, which has sustained me in the Garden of Olives, will sustain me also now that I am on Calvary. O my Jesus, my Master, I unite my desire to the desires that you had on the cross. I desire to fulfill your holy will. I desire the conversion of souls. I desire that your mercy be adored. I desire that the triumph of the Church be hastened. I desire that the feast of mercy to be celebrated all over the world. I desire sanctity for priests. I desire that there be a saint in our congregation. I desire that the whole congregation have a great spirit of zeal for the glory of God and for the salvation of souls. I desire that souls who live in our homes do not offend God, but persevere in good. I desire that the blessings of God descend upon my parents and my whole family. I desire that God give special light to my spiritual directors, and in particular to Father Andres and Father Sopoko. I desire a special blessing for the superiors under whose direction I have been, and in particular for Mother General Michael, for Mother Irene, and for directress of novices, Mother Mary Joseph. She's praying for all the people in need. Oh my Jesus, I now embrace the whole world and ask you for mercy for it. Will you tell me, O God, that it is enough that your holy will has been completely accomplished, then my Savior, union with you, I will commit my soul into the hands of the Heavenly Father, for I trust in your unfathomable mercy. And when I stand at the foot of your throne, the first hymn I will sing will be one to your mercy. Poor earth, I will not forget you, although I feel that I will be immediately drowned in God, as in a notion of happiness, there will not be an obstacle to my returning to earth to encourage souls and to incite them to trust in God's mercy. Indeed, this immersion in God will give me the possibility of boundless action. So she's willing, even she go to heaven, she won't just come back on earth to tell the people, come, believe in God, believe in Jesus. And this our Holy Mother is doing the same thing now for 34 years in Medjugorje. Every day, parents. Many times this message is so simple. Come to my son Jesus. Believe that God exists. Because people, through the communism and the modernism, people would take God in a side way. They say they will not say they do not believe in God, but for them, in particular, they have no God. But what we do, it's something. As I write this, I hear Satan grinding his teeth. He cannot stand God's mercy and keeps banging things in myself. It's true. She is not imagining. Satan is very forcefully against the souls who is so close to the Lord. And that's one of the experiences my friend in Canada. Lily Barnes. She has got the gift of stigmata, the five wounds. All through all these years, Satan is hurting her physically. All her body is broken. You can imagine, even when she sleeps on the bed, moving her all around. When a soul really comes closer to God, Satan is very busy with these people. So, don't be afraid. Trust. If Satan is coming closer to you because you're closer to the Lord, be happy. God is with you. So, God will not leave you alone. But remember, trust. Satan cannot stand God's mercy and keeps spanking things in myself. But I feel so much of God's power within me that it does not even bother me that the enemy of our salvation gets angry and quietly keep on writing. You know, I think by the time she's writing, things happening surrounding her. Some noise, some thoughts, no peace. Attack. Oh, inconceivable goodness of God, which shields us at every step, may your mercy be praised without cease, that you became a brother to humans, not to angels. It's a miracle of the unfathomable mystery of your mercy. All that trust in you, our firstborn brother, Jesus Christ, true God and true man, my heart flutters with joy to see how good God is to us wretched out and ungrateful people. And as a proof of his love, he gives us the incomprehensible gifts of himself in the person of his son. Throughout all eternity, we shall never exhaust that mystery of love. O mankind, why do you think so little about God being truly among us? O Lamb of God, I do not know what to admire in you first, your gentleness, a hidden knife, the emptying of yourself for the sake of men, or the constant miracle of your mercy, which transforms souls and raises them up to eternal life. Although you are hidden in this way, your omnipotence is more manifest here than in the creation of men. Though the omnipotence of your mercy is at work in the justification of the sinner, yet your action is gentle and hidden. Today is still a time of mercy, not a time of judgment. We have time to direct ourselves towards him. A vision of my Mother God, in the midst of a great brilliance, I saw the Mother of God clothed in a white gown, girt about with a golden cincture, and there were tiny stars, also of gold, over the whole garment, and chevron-shaped sleeves lined with gold. Her cloak was blue sky, lightly thronged over the shoulders. A transparent veil was delicately drawn over her head, while her flowing hair was set off beautifully by a golden crown, which terminated in little crosses. On her left arm, she held the child Jesus. A blessed mother of this type I had not yet seen. So beautiful. Mother Mary holding the child Jesus, appearing to her. Then she looked at me kindly and said, I am the mother of God of priests. At that, she lowered Jesus from her arm to the ground, raised her right hand heavenward and said, O God, bless Poland, bless priests. Then she addressed me once again, tell the priests what you have seen. I resolved that the first opportunity I would have of seeing Father Andres, I would tell, but I myself can make nothing of this vision. So our Heavenly Mother is telling her, tell the priests what you have seen. I describe it a bit again. A vision of the Mother of God in the midst of a great brilliance. I saw the Mother of God clothed in a white gown, girt about with a golden cincture string. Over the whole garment, and chiron-shaped sleeves lined with gold. Her cloak was sky blue, lightly thrown over the shoulders. A transparent veil was delicately drawn over her head, while her flowing hair was set off beautifully by a golden crown which terminated in little crosses. On her left arm, she held the child Jesus. A blessed mother of this type I had not yet seen. Then she looked at me kindly and said, I am the mother of God of priests. At that, she lowered Jesus from her arm to the ground. Put this on the ground. Raised her right hand heavenward and said, O God, bless Poland. Bless priests. Mary is not a priest, so she invoked the blessing from God the Father to bless Poland, to bless the priest. That means many times when in Medjugorje, our Heavenly Mother appeared to the missionaries, she blessed the articles also, or the religious article, but she said always, all the articles are blessed, ask the priest to bless again, because the priest represents Jesus. Her blessing is a motherly blessing, is one thing. The priest represents Jesus, is another thing. She's always get the second place. Don't say, I am the mother. You don't need to go to the priest. You come to... No. Go to the priest. Even Jesus himself, many questions that Faustina is asking. Let my priest tell you, the confessor, he will tell you what to do. I will inspire your confessor. He will tell you what to do. You see. Even Jesus directly contact with Faustina. Jesus is very, what he said through the church, and really he worked through the church. Then she addressed me once again, tell the priests what you have seen. Now today, Faustina is finishing her job. She wrote down everything. the last prayer. Oh my Jesus, you see how very grateful I am to Father Sopoko, who has advanced your work so much. That soul, so humble, has had to endure all the storms. He has not allowed himself to become discouraged by adversities, but has faithfully responded to the call of God. So it's more important we have to do the will of God, the calling of God. So we have always be joyful, even with adversities. Always doing things for God is always joyful.